Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you looking for a reason to praise Him tonight? There's so much that God has been speaking to our hearts, so how He so led us. And it's been wonderful to have that season where we can bow our knee and our hearts before God and say, Lord, forgive us. But I want you to remember tonight that He is my glory and the lifter of my head. He is the one who touches us and says, fear not, I'm with you, I'm for you. Tonight, joining us for the fast this evening, those that are listed on the internet as joining us, there are 420 people signed up tonight via email, and people in 26 states here in the U.S. and also in 16 countries, Australia, Belgium, Canada, the Czech Republic, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Israel, Japan, Kenya, Norfolk Island, South Africa, Mexico, Sweden, Trinidad, and the United Kingdom. There are four congregations online tonight. One in Mexico, one in Wisconsin, and two in New York City. And we welcome you as part of this fast this evening. If you have a Bible, would you pick it up, please, and turn to Psalm 107. We're going to read it together. Psalm 107 this evening. And if you don't have a Bible, perhaps somebody will be kind enough to share with you. I'm reading from the King James Version. Psalm 107. And if you'd be kind enough to read along with me, we're going to read all 43 verses. Oh, you can be thankful it's not Psalm 119 then. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let's stop right there. If He's redeemed you, say so. Give God praise. Verse 3. And gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Over 100 nations represented in this sanctuary. He's gathered us from all over the world. Verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, and so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow thy fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causes them to walk in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet he setteth the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God Almighty, we praise you tonight for your mercy. We praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you because you're a God who answers prayer. When we call out to you, you answer us. When we cry, you hear us, God. And we ask you, Lord, that the cry that we will pray to you, Lord, in the streets of New York City on September 20th would spread like wildfire among the people, God, who have never cried out to you. They've never known you, Lord. And that you would show yourself strong, God. As people humble themselves in your presence, Lord, you would come and do everything that you say you do, that men may know your goodness, that there may be praise sung to you and spoken of you in New York City. God, in the midst of judgment, remember mercy. In the midst, O God, of our own iniquities, remember that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we come tonight to sing of your mercy. We come to praise you, God, for your mercy. We come, O God, to shout into the heavens. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Hallelujah. Tonight, O God, we're asking that in this sanctuary you break every band of evil, break every weapon of hell, break everything formed against the church of the living God. Let freedom, God, be our testimony. Let the glory of the Lord be our reward. My God, my God, my God, move in sovereign power. Fill your church with the Holy Ghost. My Lord, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, grip us with the power of our God. And cause us to stand in this generation. Hallelujah, Lamb of God. We thank you. We praise you. Now, folks, it's time for the redeemed of the Lord to say so. It's time to give God glory. It's time to give him praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus, you are good. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you. You are a good God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much, O God. Lord, if all that we can say is just thank you, Lord. Lord, that would have been enough for God because you are good. Oh, mighty Father, you are a good God. Lord, your mercies endures forever, Lord. Oh, mighty Father, we thank you. We'll bless your name, God. Thank you for your name. Thank you for your lovely name. Thank you for the name of Jesus. For the name that is above every other name. We thank you, mighty God. Lord, we thank you that you gave us your name freely. Lord, we thank you for your blood. Lord, we thank you for calling us. Lord, we thank you for saving us. Lord, we thank you for reaching out to us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for showing us the way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your heart. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, holy God. Thank you, awesome God. Thank you, providing God. Thank you for you are the way, Lord. Where there seems to be no way, you make a way, Lord. Thank you for you are the hand of God. You are the voice of God. We can hear you. Oh, mighty Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your living word. Oh, holy God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. Oh, wonderful Savior. Lord, you are truly the Savior of the world. We bless your name. We rejoice because of what you have done. We rejoice because of your majesty. We rejoice because of your triumph. Oh, Holy Father, thank you for calling us to celebrate your victory, God. Lord, we bless your name. We rejoice in you, God. Oh, Holy Father, Lord, fill us with gratitude because you have been good. You've made a way. Lord, you've saved us. Lord, you removed us from going to hell, Lord Jesus. God, you've removed the burden of sin. Lord, you removed the weight of iniquity from our hearts, oh God. So we bless you, God. Oh, Holy Father, we will see you, God. Lord, one day, Lord, we are going to see you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank you, for we are your children. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. You will make a way, Lord. Lord, whatever the needs are, you will meet it because you are faithful. You are good God. You are awesome. And we bless your name. We thank you. We give you gratitude today. Lord, our hearts are filled of thanks. We came in with thanksgiving because you are good God. Oh, Holy Father, receive our praise tonight. Receive our thanksgiving. Oh, mighty and exalted Savior. Lord, if there be any that is downtrodden, Lord, show them that it's not over unless you speak, oh God. And you have the final say because you are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end, oh God. You are the author of life. So we bless your name. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for the conviction of sin. Oh mighty Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for convicting us when we make mistakes. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, you are good God. Lord, and you show us the way. Thank you because you said that all that put their confidence in you will never be put to shame. Oh God, you are good God. Lord, you are forever good. Oh Holy Father, and we are your children. Oh, Holy God. Lord, who would have thought of it, oh God, that sinners will be called the sons of God, the children of Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Oh, Father, we worship you. We adore you. God, you have been good to us. In times of need, you have been good. When we don't have wisdom, you have been good. When we don't know where to go, you have been good. Oh, Holy God, we thank you for the light. Thank you for dispelling the darkness. Oh, mighty Father, thank you for breaking the chains. Oh God, the enemy thought he had us bound, but you came in. Oh God, we thank you, and you broke the chains. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh mighty God, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you've been good to us. Oh God, you've been good. You've been very good. You've been more than good. Oh Lord, we just thank you and we give you honor. We give you worship. Oh God, be pleased with our praise tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Beloved, we're here to pray for our city tonight. We want to turn around in groups of threes and fours. Do that right now. Just turn around in groups of threes and fours, and we're going to lift up our voice for the city. There are many things we've got to pray down. Let's pray down the strongholds of greed. Let's pray down every stronghold, every wicked device of the enemy, uncleanness, but also pray that God is going to give us souls tonight. Remember, every voice counts. Lift your voice up towards heaven, folks. Just begin to pray right now for New York City, that God is going to move by the power of His Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you tonight that we can come before you. And Lord, we just believe that right now you are calling and you're orchestrating this church, Lord, and others around the world to begin praying for this city. My God, I thank you that you've given us a voice. You've called and you're asking us to stand in the gap. You look for somebody. God, the Bible says you look for somebody who would stand in the gap. And tonight, Lord Jesus, we don't want to fail this generation by not praying for them. And tonight we come together, Lord, as a unified body. There's a cry in our heart. Lord Jesus, the devil is not going to have the victory. He is not going to have the victory. God, we thank you tonight that there are more than 1,000 people here tonight, Lord Jesus, that are gathered together in your name. And Lord, I know that there is power in agreement. If two shall agree as touching any one thing, and Lord, tonight we are in agreement that the power of sin be broken over the city, the power of greed, the power of lust. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, the victory is going to be yours. In the darkest of days, the light shines the brightest. In the darkest of these days, in the most difficult time of the storm, Lord, there is a light. And we thank you that, Lord Jesus, you are that light, that you will still rescue the perishing. Hallelujah. Lord, we're not only praying that you break the power of sin, the power of demonic strongholds, but we're also praying, Lord, that there's going to be men and women whose lives are going to be snatched from the pit. We pray tonight for souls. We pray, God, that your hand is going to be reached out to men and women all over the city. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Families are going to be saved. Families are going to be kept together. Oh God, co-workers are not going to slip into hell. They're going to be saved. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you tonight as we cry for this wicked city. Oh God, you've given us a voice. And we use this voice in the name of Jesus to stand against every wicked force of hell. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Over our schools, over our colleges. Lord, we know the enemy is trying to get in and has got in. But this night we stand in the name of Jesus and we pray, oh God, over these schools and these colleges in New York City, that Lord, you will break the power of hell. You'll break the power of the enemy. We pray for college students tonight, that by the thousands that they will get saved. Oh God, bring revival into our colleges. Bring revival into our high schools. God, bring a revival into the workplace, on Wall Street. Lord, turn the greed into giving. Turn the greed to giving. God, turn the greed to giving. Oh God, only you can do this. We have no power to go there. We have no strength to go there. We don't have the wisdom to go there. But Holy Spirit, take us. Take us with your word. Reach Wall Street. Reach Wall Street, Lord. Turn their hearts. Turn the captivity, we pray. Oh God, in this darkened hour, in the midst of the darkest storms, turn men's hearts and women's hearts back to you. Oh God, we cry for the many souls, the millions that are in this city. The millions that are in the city, our heart breaks for them. God, our heart breaks for them. You can reach them by your Holy Spirit. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Reach the millions in this city. Reach the millions. My God, sweep over this city. I pray that you begin a revival fire. God, that you've already begun it. You've already begun that revival fire, Lord. Oh God, for souls. We cry to you for souls tonight. And every sector of this society, we pray for souls. Jesus, Jesus, hear the cry of your people. There's loved ones, there's aunts, there's uncles, there's grandparents. There's children, Lord. There's the single mother. There's the widow. There's the hurting, there's the homeless. Lord, these are the men and women. You don't despise any of these poor people, Lord. You don't despise any one of them. We pray for the shelters tonight. We pray, Almighty God, come down on the shelters. You know all those people, those hurting people in shelters tonight. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we ask that you reach right into these shelters and touch those men and women, those lonely, those hurting, those addicted. Oh God, break the powers of hell over their lives. Set the captives free, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, take us to the darkest corners of the city and Lord, bring light. Take us to the darkest crevices of the city and let there come light to those men and women. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh God, we cry out to you, oh Jesus. We cry out to you, Lord. We cry out for the lost. We cry out for those that are on their way to hell, oh God. Those that are on their way into a godless eternity, oh God. We lift our voices to you and we stand in the gap. We pray for them tonight. Lord, you died on the cross, Lord Jesus, so that they would be saved, oh Lord. Lord, you said you sought for those who would stand in the gap, those who would pray and make up the hedge. Lord, behold, Lord, we stand tonight. We stand, Lord Jesus, and we pray tonight for the lost. We pray for those that are lost, Lord, that have lost their way. God, that you would grip their hearts. Lord, that you would come in the power of your Spirit, that you would come with great conviction, that you would come with a sense, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, have a plan for their lives, that you are real, that you are alive. We ask that you would shine forth through your church in this last hour of time. Cause your people to arise. Cause us to arise, oh God. Arise among us. Arise within us. Let your glory, let your presence be known. Let your glory, let your light be shown, oh God. Let it show forth, oh God, in the hearts and the lives of your people, oh God. Lord, we're believing you to touch our communities. We're believing you to touch our workplaces. Touch those in the cubicles next to us. Touch those, oh God, in the offices next to us. Touch those that ride the subways with us. Touch those, oh God, Lord, that ride the buses with us. Those that are despairing, oh God. Those that have no hope. Those that don't know you. Reveal yourself to them. Come down in power. Come down, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we cry out to you. You are the Spirit of Jesus. You are the Spirit of the living God. You said in your word, Jesus, that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, of judgment. Father, we ask that you would do that. Holy Spirit, come and touch this city. Touch this city. Touch our families. Touch our neighbors. Reveal yourself as the lover of their souls. That you love them, God, that you have a plan for their lives. We ask that you would break the despair, break the hopelessness, break, oh God, the depression. We ask that miracles again would be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, that miracles would be done. Set the oppressed free. God, we pray for those that are seemingly under the thumb of the devil. God, you came to break, Lord, the powers of the enemy. You came, oh God, to destroy the works of the devil. Father, we thank you that we have authority tonight to pray. Oh God, and to believe you to do what you said you will do. Father, we believe the report tonight. We believe the report. We believe, oh God, that you are able and that you are willing and that you will do what you said you will do. Father, we bless you tonight and we cry out to you and we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we just pray for the defenseless tonight. We pray for the defenseless tonight. We lift up our voice for the defenseless tonight. Lord, where the enemy has hunted them in the street, Lord, where there is no wall of protection, where, Lord, the enemy has had his sway for generations, where those have never known, Lord, truth or hope or light, oh God. You, Lord, will be their defender, oh God. You are causing us to pray tonight because, Lord, you are the defender. For those who are defenseless and have nothing to stand before the powers of addiction, Lord, before the powers of neglect, before the powers of abuse, before the powers of darkness, before the powers of anger, oh God, before the powers of rebellion who have never known, oh God, anything but what overtakes them. I thank you tonight, Lord. Those that are defenseless, you will be their defender, oh God. We lift up your mighty name, Lord, and I thank you. There is no power of darkness able to withstand your love, able to withstand your blood, able to withstand what you long to do tonight and to the coming days in this city. God, you have found a people who will believe for the defenseless who have no defender but you, O God. And I thank you, you will show yourself strong on behalf of the defenseless in this city, O God, that you've heard the cry tonight. Lord, we are so full of faith because you are good, because you are in our midst, because you are sweeping and grabbing hold, God, of a mustard seed of faith in your people. And we call you good over all the death and destruction. We call you good because you who did no sin took all the sin. You who never did a thing wrong took all the wrongs of humanity upon yourself. You care and you feel. Oh God, we feel hope tonight because Jesus, you feel for us. Jesus, you care. Jesus, you will be a defender of the defenseless in this city. The enemy will not be able to withstand the mighty Spirit of God that will sweep down the alleyways and in the doorways and in the halls of despair in this place, whether they be in high places or low places. I thank you, God, you're going to raise up a standard, your Spirit, and a people who will know their God for your glory. Jesus, we ask you for your honor. For your honor, Lord, you would sweep this city, Lord. And for the defenseless, Lord, you would be their protection. Save them. And I pray from this group, Lord, you would raise up evangelists and pastors out of your own heart. I pray for storefront churches where the pastor will have been raised from the deepest depths of despair, and he will be able to proclaim with a mighty anointing that Jesus loves and Jesus saves. That thee will be able to speak to the darkness and see it shatter and see the love and light of Christ come in. I pray for every borough, every street corner. God, you are able. This is not an impossible prayer. And in this hour of mercy, we ask largely, in this hour of mercy, in this hour of mercy, we ask largely for this city and raise up a mighty standard of men and women who will preach on this, Lord, and have and know. Oh, churches visited by your power all over this city, that they may welcome a multitude. And we just thank you for that, Lord, in your mighty name. Hallelujah.
Thank you. You may be seated. Luke chapter 11, please, if you'd be kind enough to go there for a moment. In the New Testament, Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. It's about Jesus Christ is teaching about prayer. How are we to approach the throne of God? What kind of faith is the Lord requiring of us in this generation? Chapter 11 of Luke, verse 5. He said to them. Now, they're asking the Lord to teach. In verse 1 of chapter 11, he says, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. So this is in the context of Christ himself teaching his own disciples how to pray. And he said to them in verse 5, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Would you agree with me that we're living at a midnight hour of time? It's a dark time. Midnight is always, you look at it in the scriptures, it's at midnight that the angel of death, as it is passed over, taking the lives, really, of the firstborn in all of Pharaoh's house in Egypt. It's at midnight that Paul, the apostle, was on a ship that got into a storm, and it was breaking apart in that storm. And at midnight, they found that they were heading towards some kind of land, and they were afraid. You'll see that all the way through the scriptures, that midnight speaks of a perilous time. And he goes to his friend at midnight. Now, it's a type of you and I in prayer tonight, and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Well, the good news tonight, why 3 loaves? I used to think about that a lot. Why 3 loaves? Why not 5, 7, 2, 1? Well, in God, there are 3 persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you and I have the right to say, Almighty God, I need the love of the Father. I need to know the love of the Father. I can't give that love to others if I don't have it myself. And I need the salvation of the Son. I need to be forgiven. I need the power of sin broken in my life. I need to be free, because I can't take freedom to others if I'm not free myself. Can't preach freedom from behind bars, folks. There's just something not right about it. and I need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I need something greater than myself. I need a living experience with the living God to take to this generation. An argument is not going to win the day. I need a living experience with God. I need the love of God in my heart, the power of God, the salvation of God, breaking the chains of sin, and I need this anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life. I need three loaves. God, it's a dark hour, and I've got friends everywhere. They're hungry, and I don't have enough to take to them. And he says from within and answers and says, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, yet because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will arise and give him as much as he needs. Now, the importunity means that this guy at the door is just saying, I'm not going away. I'm going to keep you up all night if I have to. I know you got bread and I need it. And I'm not going away. I'm going to knock until you give me what I ask for. I am your friend and I know you have it and I know you can't deny it to me. And I know I have a right to be at this door and I know I have a right to knock. Somehow that was part of the relationship. And even though the man in this parable was in bed with his children, this friend of his would not go away and would keep on knocking. He says, I know what my rights are. I am invited to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. I have promises that you've made to me that if I seek and if I ask and I knock, you will open to me. And I'm not going away until I have everything I need to take to this generation. I say to you, he says in verse 9, ask and it shall be given you. Seek. Now, Christ is saying, in this manner, I want you to pray. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone, say that, everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. You ask, you receive. You seek, you find. And if you knock, he said, it shall be opened. If a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's the whole teaching. The Lord says, I want you to come to my door. It's a dark time. You have friends before you that have need. And if you know you don't have enough to give them, I want you to come to my door and I want you to knock. You have a right to knock. You have a right to ask. And I want you to not go away until you have everything that has been promised you in this word of God. How much more? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We're going to stand and pray again in just a moment. And I want you, with everything in your heart, to take God at his word. You come to the door. You knock at the door. You need freedom, you ask for freedom. You need compassion, you ask for it. Whatever you need, come and say, God, you have provided everything I need through your Son, Jesus Christ. You have salvation. You have a promise of a changed heart and a changed life and a new life. You have promised me the power of the life of God through the Holy Spirit being lived out inside of me. Lord, I don't have enough for this generation, but you do. And so I'm not going away until what you have becomes mine. Praise God. I have a right. You have a right to come to the throne tonight. You have a right. You don't have to crawl in. You can walk in. You are invited to the throne of God. Do you understand that tonight? You are invited to the throne of God. The Lord says, I want you to come to my throne. I want you to ask me for help in your time of need. And I will give you. Do you, you know, the honest question is, do you really believe that? Do you believe it? Because really, that's really what it's all about. That's what will keep you in. Or that's what will lock you out. Do you believe God? Remember, the children of Israel got right to the shore and then they just determined the giants were more powerful than God and ended up dying in a wilderness. And a lot of people die in a Christian wilderness because they've made a wrong choice. They look in the mirror and they say, that's reality. And they look in the Bible and say, that isn't. But folks, you've got to just choose to believe God. It's as simple as that. Whatever he wants you to do, you can do. It's not about you. It's not about me. He got mad at Moses, remember? Moses was all concerned because he's not an eloquent speaker. And it says the Lord was angry with him and said, who made your mouth? Who made that mouth that you say that I can't put words in? Praise God. Let's stand to our feet tonight. And I'm going to ask Elder Bill to come and lead us in prayer tonight. You come to the throne tonight. Come to the throne. Don't come timidly to the throne. Come to the throne with faith in your heart. Come with an understanding, I have the right to ask God for what I need. Come to the throne of God tonight. Folks, you got to open your mouth. I can't do it for you. I can't come to God and ask for, I've got enough problems of my own. You got to go to God and you got to ask. You ask. You ask. You ask. You need freedom, ask. You need strength, ask. You've got to come. I can't do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. Elder Bill, come lead us. And as he prays, you lift your voice. Come to the throne. I want to hear tonight people knocking on that door. I want to hear people at midnight or not going away until they get what they need for this city, for this generation. We need the fullness of God for this generation. Come to the throne of God now.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to the throne together right now. Let's believe God for that which we have not seen, but God is able, well able to do in and through us and for us. Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence, O God, Lord. We thank you for your word, O God, which is a lamp to our feet and a Father, a light to our path, O God, Lord. And you've spoken some promises to our hearts, O God, and we're going to trust you and we're going to believe you for things, O God, yet not seen, O God, Lord. But Father, our reality, O God, Lord. Father, give us the spirit, O God, within us, O God, Lord, to come to your throne and knock at your door, O God. Father, I ask, O God, Lord, for things, O God, Lord, that we may have laid down, O God. I ask that faith would arise, O God. Lord, I ask, O God, Lord, for those struggling with sin, O God, Lord, that they would come to your door and knock, O God, and say, Father, you have the power. You have the power to deliver. You have the power to set free. God, you've taken us out of darkness and you brought us into your marvelous light, O God. God, and we thank you for this so great of gift of salvation, O God. God, and if you've done such a work, O God, Lord, isn't there anything more that's impossible with you, O God? Lord, I ask Almighty God that we would believe you, Father God. Lord, I pray for the areas of our hearts, O God, that are indifferent and hard, O God. Lord, I pray, Father God, for a tenderness and a compassion, O God. Lord, that it would overflow in us and through us, O God. Lord, toward our families, O God, toward our neighbors, O God, toward our co-workers, Almighty God. God, I pray, Father God, Lord, for every husband here, O God, Lord, that you would, Father, soften their hearts, O God, and make it tender toward their wives, O God, toward every father, toward their children, O God. Turn our hearts, Almighty God. Turn our hearts toward our children, O God. Turn our hearts, Father God, to the poor. Turn our hearts to the needy, O God. God, do what, Father, only you can do, Almighty God. Father, give us your heart, Father God, for this generation, O God. God, we thank you, Almighty God. God, give us a heart for our unsaved loved ones, O God. Even those that look at us, O God, like Father God, Lord, maybe we've lost our minds, O God. Father, I ask, Father, for the faith and confidence. God, Lord, give us souls, O God. Give us lives, O God. God, enable us, O God, to help us to go forth in your power and in your might into this generation, O God. Put that fight within us, Almighty God. Put that fight within us, O God. Stir us, O God. Quicken us, O God. Enable us by your Spirit, O God. God, to go into the Father, God, even the lion's den, O God, Lord, and pluck those out of the fire, O God. God, I ask, O God, for those things that have been difficult and those things that seem impossible. God, that your Spirit, God, Lord, would come and, God, quicken us and give us the confidence to know, Father God, that with our God, we can run through a troop and we can leap over a wall. God, make us mighty men. Make us mighty men and women, Father God, who come out of that cave, O God, and wield the sword of your word, O God, in this darkened generation, and see your name honored in the earth, O God, to see your name honored in this city, Almighty God. God, tear down every weapon of darkness, O God. Tear every weapon, O God, Father, that has held us captive, O God. And let your name be honored in and through us, O God. Let your name be honored in us, O God. Lord, let your name be honored through us, O God. And everything we say, everything we think, and everything that we do, O God, may your heart beat within us, O God, for this darkened generation. God, give us the compassion, God, to go forth, O God, fearless, O God, and bold and confident in your name, O God, that those that are in bondage, O God, would be rescued, O God. Father, let us know it's the simple word, O God. God, Lord, like you did with Elijah, O God, Lord. Father, it was in a still small voice that set, Father God, him free, O God. God, let us just speak your word, O God. God, give us the ability to open our mouth and trust you to fill it, oh God. Oh, mighty God, we thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for breaking every chain, every shackle, oh, mighty God. We thank you for your goodness, oh, God. We will not be denied, oh, God. We come before you, oh, God, in confidence. God, you will give us that which we ask, oh, God, in your name, because it's not about us. It's about your kingdom. It's about your kingdom going forth and forward in us and through us, oh, God. God, I thank you for your keeping power for our children, oh, God. Not one of our children are going to be lost, oh, God, Lord. They're going to be given over to the prince and power of this air, oh, God. Lord, I pray for every parent that is praying for their wayward child. God, you would give them faith and confidence to know that wherever they are, oh, God, you can reach down and you can rescue, oh, God. Rescue, oh, God. God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that we can put our trust and confidence in you, Almighty God. Father, we just give you the praise and the honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're on the countdown for this prayer in the square. This is why we're praying and fasting, that God is going to truly meet us. We want to encourage you to make sure that you put your name down on the prayer board, that you get some time in, 10 minutes a day for 6 days. That'll give you an hour for an hour of prayer. And we are trusting that God is going to do such a mighty work. There's so many churches. There's over like 230, 240 churches already coming to this. There's like 60 youth groups that are coming. Thousands of young people will be joining us. There's colleges, universities right across the nation that are going to be streaming this time. And so God, we need to pray that God is going to, as each person gets up to pray, as we've been praying and waiting on God, who should pray during this time. And so we want to pray tonight. We want you to join us in prayer that those that stand will truly touch heaven, and that there is going to be an igniting of fire, that God is truly going to start setting churches ablaze. Can you imagine this? As thousands gather, that the Holy Spirit come down upon this congregation on Broadway, made up of every denomination, as we seek the face of God, that God is truly going to be glorified on that day. Amen. And that this will overflow into all of these other places as they join us. We've got a 2-minute video that we just want to show you. This is the video that we're going to be putting into the hands of pastors very, very shortly. And so they can just give it to their congregations and just give a 2-minute view of what we can expect God to be doing. So we're going to give you a 2-minute video, and then we're going to ask you to stand again. And like we say, every time we get together for prayer, every voice counts. And I'm going to ask Elder Walter to come pray that for those specifically who will be praying. And we want you to join in and say, God, we're touching heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's show this, please. Thank you.
Prayer in the Square is an event bringing together people from the tri-state area and all over the world. It is 1 hour of unified corporate prayer and praise in the middle of Times Square, New York City. Perhaps now, more so than we've known before, our nation is experiencing a spiritual dryness and desolation. But in 2 Chronicles 7, God gives the answer to restoring a nation. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Prayer in the Square is a gathering to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, to repent for our sins, and receive God's forgiveness. Come and pray with us on September 20th at 3 p.m. Come, stand in the gap for your nation.
Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Almighty God, that we can call you Abba Father. Father, it's wonderful to come into your presence. Father, we thank you for the prayer that's been birthed already for this prayer in the square. And Father, we thank you for the last 2 years, how you moved in a mighty way in prayer in the square. But Father, we are expecting wonderful things to take place here as we gather together. And Father, we know that part of it is unforgiveness, Father, that we come with pure hearts before you. Father, we don't want to hold on to anything that's not of you. Father, we want our hearts cleansed and purified before you. Father, we want nothing in us but the life of Jesus to come forth, Father, like never before. Father, we thank you for the prayers that are going around the world right now for prayer in the square. And Father, we thank you that you put this anointing upon our pastors, Father, to have this prayer in the square. And Father, we are believing in our hearts that you're going to move in a powerful way throughout New York City. Father, you've heard the cry from our hearts, Father, each morning, each day, people are bathing it in prayer, Father, that you would hear the voice of your people crying out. And Father, we want to be on fire for you. And Lord, we just pray that each one that is coming to pray that day, that you would anoint the prayers and that you'd birth the prayers in the hearts of each one of us, Father, to send it forth to heaven, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified through prayer on a square, Father. Oh, God, we just really cry out for the lost, Father. Father, if we really just concentrate for a moment on what would happen to those who are perishing for eternity. Father, you wish that none should perish, but all should come to everlasting life. And Father, we believe this, Father, and we want to touch lives, Father, for the kingdom of God. You, Lord Jesus, said, they will do even greater works than I have done. And Father, we know it's nothing greater than we can do. It's all that you can do through us. But it's greater amounts of your body walking throughout this world. And Father, we believe we can touch this world for the kingdom of God, Father. Father, we believe in our hearts that this world is living in a futility of futilities. Father, without you and a personal relationship with you, what is life all about? The thief comes but to steal, destroy, and to kill. But you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. And Father, it's a love relationship with you. Father, you love us so much. We are so blessed, Father, that we know the love of God. You showed us that at Calvary, Lord Jesus. You paid the price at Calvary. You have forgiven our sins and cleansed us and washed us clean. You say that we are to be holy as you are holy, Father. And we know only you can do this through each one of us, Father. We can do nothing in ourselves but trust in you to do the wonderful work. You truly are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. And we just ask and thank you for the work that you're doing in our lives. We are a sweet aroma of Christ, and you always cause us to conquer, Father, as we go forth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, give us boldness like we never had before to proclaim the goodness of our God throughout this world. Oh, Father, thank you for what you're going to do through prayer in the square. Lord, we love you, we worship you, we adore you. Thank you for this time for prayer and fasting, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of each one of your children. And Lord, we give you the praise, the honor and the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I just want to speak to you for a few minutes, if you don't mind. In your Bibles, in the book of Daniel, in the 10th chapter, you're going to find a very curious thing. As you read the first 9 chapters of that book, you'll find all of the opportunities and all of the benefits and all of the honors that were bestowed upon Daniel. And you'll find that he was a man who would have been and could have been anywhere in the 27 provinces under the power of the king of Persia. This was a man who was much in demand, if you will. But if you had seen him in the 10th chapter, you would have seen a man who chose, instead of wearing flowing robes, to wear sackcloth. And instead of having the accolades of men heaped upon him, he was covered in ashes. And instead of eating the fine foods that were afforded him, he was not eating much of anything at all. In fact, the Bible says that he ate no pleasant food. And for 3 weeks, he broke his heart in the presence of the Lord for the sake of his people and for the sake of their influence in the city. And that means for the sake of all the provinces that they had been dispersed into at that time. And because he chose to humble himself before the Lord when he could have been anywhere, he could have done anything, the Lord sent a messenger to him, and the Lord visited him. It's a picture of any person in this room tonight who could be many other places, not only where you live or where you work, but even here in this vicinity. There's plenty of things to do in Times Square. But you chose to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and you chose to burden yourself with the needs of people, many of whom, most of whom, you don't even know. Because you felt a burden from God to make a difference in this city. And you felt a burden from the Lord to see the church live up to its creed and to its potential. As a result, the Holy Spirit has visited us tonight, and he's spoken wonderful words of hope and encouragement. And so likewise, in the case of Daniel, an angel came to him. And his first response when he saw the angel was to humble himself to an even greater degree. And the Bible says he fell upon his face. It was like he was asleep, as like he was dead. And the angel spoke to him, and he began to tremble. And the angel looked at him, and he spoke some words to him. But before he began to speak, and I just want to mention the things that he said very briefly. Before he began to speak, he asked him one question. He said, "Do you know why I've come to you?" He basically said to him, you could have been anywhere you wanted. You could have walked through every door that had been opened to you. You could have taken every opportunity that was afforded you, but you chose to be in a place like this tonight. You chose to seek God and to cry out for the needs of others, and to lift up your voice for people who weren't even concerned about themselves, and to cry out for souls of people who don't even know that they need a Savior. He said, as a result, because you cried out to the Lord, he said, I've come. And he came and said 4 things to him that I want you to consider with me. Firstly, in verse 12 of chapter 10, I'm just going to read it for the sake of time. If you can follow me there, that's fine. But if not, I'll read it to you for the sake of time. Daniel 10:12 says, then he said to me, that is the angel, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. And so he says, Daniel, even though you're into the 21st day of your fast, or in this case, the third day of your fast, he's saying, when you first began to pray, when the first knock at the door, when you first lifted up your voice, when you first chose to believe, the Lord was already on the move. He was already beginning to do all of those things that you were beginning to form in your heart. Prayers that hadn't even formed on your lips yet. Prayers that hadn't even been properly gestated, if you will, in your spirit, hadn't properly formed in your spiritual womb. God already saw in its adult stage, and God already began to answer those prayers. He is that ready to fulfill his word, that ready to hear your prayers, that ready to accomplish his work in your life. And so the first thing the angel said to Daniel was, God does hear your prayers. And he hears them right early. He hears them before you hear them. He knows them before you know them. He has already allowed them to enter into his ears before they have passed through your lips. He said, when you first began to pray, the Lord heard it. But then he also goes on to say in verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And so the second thing he said to him, besides God does hear your prayer, is that this war is real. That you are fighting a real war. And that the enemy knows that you're fighting a real war. And it doesn't say that one of the demonic minions was trying to do what he could to get in my... He said, no, the prince of Persia stood between me and you. He said, the kind of prayers that you were praying, and the kind of faith that you were praying with, and the heart that you were praying with, got the attention of the devil himself. He said, the devil sent all of his power to stand between me and you, to stand between you and the answer to this prayer, because it was that kind of a prayer. You were waging that level of warfare. You were making that kind of a difference in the heavenlies, that kind of a difference in the invisible realm. Sometimes the enemy wants to tell us it doesn't really matter that we come out on a night like this. That it doesn't really matter that we lift up our hearts in prayer. That it doesn't really matter that we humble ourselves before the Lord. But what the scripture says to us is that these kinds of prayers have eternal reverberations. That they move the power of heaven and they shake the foundation of hell. That they cause war to be fought in the heavenlies on a grand scale. Whenever a child of God chooses to humble himself or herself in the presence of the great God, it is no trivial thing. When a man or woman chooses to lift up their voice to God, it is no small thing. This is not the responsibility of a demonic minion. This draws the attention of the powers of hell, because the power of heaven is at work and the word of God is going forth, and God is on the move once again in this society. Hallelujah! Glory to God! And he sent a word to remind them. One more time he said to him that God is prepared you for this kind of battle. So he said, God has heard you. He said, the war is real and God has prepared you for it. Notice what he says to him in verse 19. And he said, oh man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. Four things we want to point out there very briefly. Firstly, he reminds this man that he is greatly beloved. When you and I go into any kind of spiritual warfare, the first thing we must know is that God is with us. That God is not against us. God is not mad at us, because the first thing the enemy is going to try and do is condemn you. You didn't miss enough meals. You didn't pray hard enough and all that kind of stuff. But the word comes forth and says, you are greatly beloved of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need that. We need that as a shield of faith. We cannot go into battle thinking that God is mad at us. Again, he says, don't be afraid. No matter what you see in this warfare, thousands might fall at this hand, 10,000 at that, but you must not be afraid. Because the Lord your God is with you. When you go into this battle, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You know that God is for you. You know that God is with you. And your courage will be enough not only to sustain you, but to sustain anybody who will hear the words that God has given you. Anybody who will look at the life that God has given you. They will see the courage that you have. And they will be given a certain amount of courage, because they will say, if this person can stand, certainly there must be a God who is able to keep them. As we heard our pastor say before, they will look at you and they will say, their God must be God. Their God is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he said, peace be unto you. The peace of God that passes understanding. We might look at things in this world and there might be reason to be afraid, reason to be worried, reason to be anxious. But we cast all of our cares upon the Lord. We trust him. He is the Prince of Peace. He is able to lift us up and he is able to glorify his name in us. He makes that very, very clear to us. And then he says, be strong. The Bible tells us what the essence of our strength is. It says those people who know their God will be strong. Our strength is not in ourselves. It's in the fact that we know our God, that we trust our God, that we love our God, that we believe our God, that we hope in our God. And then finally, he says in verse 21, but I will tell you what is noted in the scriptures of the truth. In other words, God hears us when we pray. God wages war against our enemy. God prepares us for the battle. And God tells us his plan. We know God's way because we have the Holy Scriptures. We know God's pattern because we have the Holy Scriptures. Oftentimes, we've heard Pastor Dave say, the way you know what God is going to do is by what God has done. The way you know how God is going to act is by the way he has acted. And he said, hold on to this word. No matter which way the wind blows, hold on to this word. No matter how the troubles come, hold on to this word. No matter how dark it becomes, hold on to this word. No matter how the questions begin to rise, hold on to this word. No matter how the tide begin to rise, hold on to this word. No matter how the boat begins to shake, hold on to this word. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how cold it gets, hold on to this word. You always have an anchor. You always have a hope. You always have a word. You always know what God is doing. You always know what his plan is. You always know what's going on because you always have this word. Brothers and sisters, lift up your heads, lift up your hearts, lift up your hands, be strong in this generation. You will not die. You will not fail. You will not be disappointed. You will not be made ashamed. You will stand. In fact, let's stand together even now. And we're going to pray. And we're going to believe God. Very simply put, we're going to believe God. God comes to us in the midst and he says, I know you could be anywhere. Many of you have taken time off to be here. He said, I know where you could be, but I know where you are. You chose to break your heart before the Lord. You chose to trust the Lord. You chose to care for the lost. You chose to lift up your voice. And he said, now I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to give you sweet peace. I'm going to give you joy. I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to bless you because you chose to bless others. I'm going to feed you because you chose to feed others. God, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you in awe. We are in awe of you, God. You are a great and a mighty God. There is no God beside the Lord. There is no hope beside our Savior. We lift up our voice because the Lord is glorious in the midst. You are glorious. 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 You are glorious, oh God, and we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you called your name to be lifted up in the earth. You called your praise to go forth in this generation. You called your word to be seen in the midst. God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and give praise. Give praise. Give praise. Give praise to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Praise him. Praise him. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, for this congregation. I pray for the pastors and the elders. Pray for the choir, for the music ministry, Lord. I pray for all of the key leaders and everybody that works in this church and considers it their church home. God Almighty, I pray that you work in us in such power that those who visit this house, Lord, would have to say their God is God. I thank you, Lord, for the power that's in love and unity. Thank you that you'll keep us from all of the weapons of the enemy. Everything that Satan would form against us, God, that you will cause it to flee on every side. Lord, help us to finish the race right. Help us to keep running according to your scriptures and to do what we know to be right, Father. And we thank you for this, God. I pray you bless everyone who's visiting with us tonight, especially those, Lord, who need to know you as Lord and Savior. Pray you give them the courage to open their hearts and invite you to come in to be the sacrifice for the wrongs they have done, and to be the Lord of their lives. And Lord, if they open their hearts, Lord, you will answer and you will come. Your word says so. I thank you, God, for this time of prayer and fasting. I thank you, Lord, that When we go into the streets of New York, you'll go with us with power. And Lord, we're believing you for a miracle for this city. We're believing you, God, that things that have been established and entrenched here for years, Lord, will come falling to the ground. And the glory of God will come into the hearts and homes, Lord, of the people of this city, Father. We ask you to do such a profound work that around the world, people will have to take notice and say, how did this happen? Who were they praying to? Father, we thank you for this. Bring glory to your name, Jesus. You're the only name, Lord, that's worthy of glory and praise. Now, as we leave this sanctuary tonight, Father, we ask you, God, bless the food we're going to partake of to our body's use. Keep us strong, Lord. Those were your last words. God, you spoke to Daniel, be strong. You said, be strong. Keep us strong in body and in spirit. And we thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. One more thing before we go. And we lift up Pastor David tonight, Sister Gwen. They're suffering in body. We need to lift them up, the founding pastor and his wife of this church. Let's pray that God put a supernatural touch on them. Father, tonight, Lord, we lift up Pastor David and Sister Gwen before you, God. We thank you for this man and woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for how much good has been done throughout the world through the testimony of your power working in their lives. We ask you tonight, God, as a church body, to meet them in their time of need, Lord. Meet them in this time of pain. Meet them, God, in this season, Lord, where it seems the body is causing so much trouble to them, Father. We thank you, God, that as we pray, Lord, you are well able to send healing. You're well able, God, to give sustenance, Lord. You're well able to encourage and to bring cheer. Lord, this very moment as we pray, bring cheer, Lord, into their apartment where they are, God. Lord, let the goodness of God surround them. Let the glory of the Lord become their strength, O God. Lord, we're asking you now, take them in your hands, O God, and comfort them. Comfort this precious couple, Lord. We thank you for them, God. We praise you for them, Lord. We bless you, God, with all our hearts tonight. And we know that you are answering this prayer. We bless you for answering us tonight, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people shouted. Amen. Praise God.